Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number, if you want to join in, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
Aria. And Conan.
Phones are open, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Always, we bring in things we think you might find interesting. We're going to start out tonight. Conan, you've got a story about the least stressful states.
Oh, yeah.
In which to, as far as, like, geographic landmass kind of states, not, like, body states of least stress, right?
This is one of those articles from Wallet Hub, but they always put these together every couple of months, and you know, what is the state with the happiest residents and or the best workforce. Wallet Hub does.
I'm much more curious about the most stressed out states, because I gotta imagine it's California,
New York,
New Jersey, definitely Connecticut.
Do we get that? Do they have the full?
They have
list?
The methodology of how they put this together.
But they don't give the full 50.
They do the full 50.
They do. Okay, so can find out what the most stressed are.
So they used work related stress, average work hours, average commute time, leisure time, job security, and so on. Also, one of the calipers was money related stress. So
all makes sense. I imagine that the less leisure time a person has, the more stressed out they are.
Sure.
Unless you're a workaholic and you don't want to be sitting around not doing any twiddling your thumbs. And
workaholics are, like, stressed out, too, if they don't unwind. They just are used to being perpetually stressed out.
Well, I guess we also need to determine we need to determine good versus bad stress. Going to work can be a kind of a good stress. I mean, you're keeping alive, you're working, you're making money for your family to put the food on the table.
But if you focus on those positive things while you're doing it, are you stressed out? Because it doesn't seem like you would be. It's like, hey, look, I'm going to take care of my family. That's not coming from a place of stress.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, isn't stress always a negative?
In my experience, it would be.
I think there's different levels.
Hmm.
I think maybe there's a 1 to 5 level. And yes, I get stressed out going to work and working too many hours, whereas I know some people like it.
Hours, though.
Yeah.
For you.
And that's one of the variables on this, too, is the average work hours per week. I don't know what they consider average. 32 hours a week? Hmm. 40 hours? What is above average? 60? I've done 60-hour weeks, and I'm not a happy camper.
No.
Whereas one of my coworkers, he's there all the time, and he seems like a real happy guy. He loves being there.
Well, things are different for different people. So your limit is below 60, and his limit presumably is above 60.
My limit's below 20. I'm not gonna lie.
There are, according to WebMD, positive stressors and negative stress. It can be positive or negative depending on the situation. So a positive stressor might be an upcoming wedding, the holidays, or pregnancy. On the other hand,
I still have to disagree with all that. If you're stressed out about all of those things, then you're doing it wrong.
That's true.
Your wedding should be a time of joy and celebration, not a time of stress
freaking
and misery.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is why I don't go on vacation, because it's so stressful for me.
Having to prepare
and drive, and there's like,
just do what I do. Wash all your clothes, leave them in the clothes basket, and then on the day of the vacation, just dump the entire thing in the suitcase, and you're done preparing. That's it. You're ready to go.
There's way more variables that come into play whenever I'm going anywhere. Anyways, I have too much stuff that would be left sitting idle, and including animals and, you know, projects. It doesn't sit well with me. I hate leaving.
I think you make a good point on this, though, Aria, that you can't just say a wedding is a positive stressor. It really depends on how you handle that thing. So if you're handling it as though, hey, whatever comes, comes, we're going to have a good time, it doesn't matter.
Well, you're not stressed
and not freaking out about it. Well, it's still something you have to do, right? Like if you've committed to do this thing, there's going to be some level of, you've got deadlines to meet, you've got things that have to get done, but it's how do you handle that? Do you take it on as though it is like this huge task and this huge burden that's causing you to stay up at night, or is it just something that you can just take in stride? So I guess that whether or not it affects you negatively is really more up to you. They do say that negative stress called distress can result in full-blown stress response. If continuous negative stress can lead to loss of productivity, health problems, and exhaustion.
And I'm thinking that distress could come from the positive stress that they're talking about. If you're always preparing for a wedding for, you know, weeks on end, it could really turn into a health issue and or, you know, mental breakdown.
And apparently the name for positive stressors are eustress.
E-U-S-T-R-E-S. Spell that again.
E-U-S-T-R-E-S-S.
Interesting.
Oh, like borrowing it from euphoria, presumably.
Maybe.
Euphoria and dysphoria.
So these are some more calibers here on their methodology. Money-related stress, your income, debt, your credit score, bankruptcy, economic confidence. Moving on down.
These are all things they asked the people in the survey about, basically.
I don't think they even did a survey. I think they just looked at the metrics coming out of states. That's what they do. They collect this data regularly.
I see.
And I think they just put it together. You have family-related stress, so separation, divorce, child care.
This must be a meta-study of other studies that did ask people.
I think that it is.
Okay.
Considering that they're putting one of these out every couple of months, I'm thinking they have all this data on on hand. So you got family stuff, health and safety related stress, you know, mental health, suicide rate.
I can see why all of those are really low in New Hampshire.
Share of how insured the population is.
Do people stress about that?
I don't know.
About being insured?
Yeah.
I guess they do because they're told they have to.
Yeah, and we have a lot of old people in this state, so I mean.
No, I don't care if they're insured or not. That's their problem.
And we don't have to have insurance in this state.
That's true.
Maybe that's part of the metric.
Could be.
The fact that we don't have to have insurance.
Medical or vehicular.
One of the metrics on here is very interesting to me, and supposedly Massachusetts is the top state in the country with psychologists per capita.
Oh, boy.
And they consider that a good thing.
There's nothing about Massachusetts that's a good thing.
No, it is not. And they always seem to be in the top 10 on these lists, too. So take this whole list with a grain of salt.
Okay.
If they're always including Massachusetts at the top, it's like, all right, well, maybe there's nothing to this.
So you're saying Massachusetts is one of the least stressed states?
I think it's in the top 10 on this list. But
top 10 out of 50 is not a good place to be. Right, that's like a C score.
Where is Massachusetts? Massachusetts is the top 10. 43rd. So anyways, so with all that information, all these metrics put together, the least stressed out state in the country is Utah.
Huh. Okay, I believe that, though.
Really? Followed by...
All the Mormons, man, they're so chill.
Are they really? I mean, don't know many of them.
I don't personally know that many either, but they don't
seem
super
stressed.
They have
to be stressed. Sure, because Trey Parker put that the Mormon
the Book of Mormon.
The Book of Mormon together, and no one freaked out about it. no one went up to Trey and slapped him in the mouth because he said something about his religion.
Huh.
So anyways, Utah's at the top of the list, followed by Minnesota.
I don't know anything about Minnesota.
No.
Followed by South Dakota.
Yeah, same.
Closely followed by Wisconsin, and then at number five, New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
So a lot of Midwest states, and then New Hampshire.
Yeah, we are the redneck state of New England. That's what they tell me, anyways. Mm-hmm. So those are the top. Those are the top five. The top five least stressed out states. The number one stressed out state in the country, Louisiana.
Oh, wow.
Followed by Nevada.
Okay.
Which I didn't see that one.
Right there, number two. All the, like, you know, prostitution around there. Take a load off, so to speak.
Another western state, New Mexico.
I believe it. I mean, based on the callers we get from New Mexico,
yeah.
Those dudes are stressed.
Here's another southern state
Speaking
for you.
Of people who need to take a load off.
West Virginia is at number 4.
Huh.
And Mississippi, number 5. And
those are the most stressed
those
out
are the most
states.
Stressed out states.
Okay, wow. So we were almost completely wrong, I think, with our predictions,
yeah,
California, New York, et cetera. There's more on the way here. You can share your thoughts. 603-283-6160. Are you stressed out? And if so, what's causing it?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, the phones are open here. You can join us at 603-283-6160. 6160. That's 603-283-6160 in the studio with you. You've got Ian.
Aria.
And Conan.
Talking about stress, specifically the least stressed and the most stressed states, meaning the people that live within those certain geographic areas. And then maybe some suggestions as to how to relieve that stress.
Yeah.
When it gets,
let me guess, drugs?
Going on
drugs
here.
And alcohol?
Not on the list. Huh. No. I mean, certainly that's self-medication is a way that people choose to relieve stress, and whether or not that works for them is another question. I mean, maybe for some people it does, and then other people take it too far. And,
oh, yeah.
Becomes a whole new stressor.
I mean, it's a fair question. Why aren't you and I stressed, right? It seems like if anybody in this room would be stressed, it would be you or me. And I'm not stressed at all. He's probably experienced more stress in the last 3 months than I have. Hmm. And that's just from going to work and doing his thing.
Well, I mean, neither of us have a job that we have to go to. Like, as far
no,
as
well,
like,
we have an impending federal trial.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, that's the thing. And this is a question that I get from people when they talk to me. That's like, oh, I can't believe you're so calm. It's like, well, what am I supposed to do? Run around freaking out all the time about it? It wouldn't help anything.
It would actually probably stress you out.
Well, yeah,
that's
exactly
how I am about it. But, you know, that's not what the average person would do. The average person would spend the next 8 months or whatever freaking out about it.
Sure.
Or they would go on a self-destructive binge or whatever.
Mm. Yeah, and none of that's going to help you.
All right, well, you have a list of things that will work off the stress, so maybe you two are actually doing some of these.
I'm not allowed to do shrooms.
What was it called? Eustress?
Eustress. Those are positive forms of stress. But first, I do want to tell you a thank you to David Zientara, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum-level supporter of our AMP Patreon. You can join that over at amps.freetalklive.com. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. And David's doing way more than what we ask for. We only ask for $5 a month. He's doing $25 a month at least as a Platinum member. So thank you, David, for supporting what we do here and helping us get on new radio stations around the country. So if you like what we do on Free Talk Live and you want to get some cool perks and some benefits for helping us out, then go to amps.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there for as little as $5 a month. Again, that's amps.freetalklive.com. So we went through the top the most stressed states and the least stressed. Go ahead and just give us a quick least stress rundown again if you have it handy.
Yes, the least stressed, starting at the top, Utah, Minnesota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, and number 5 is New Hampshire. And the most stressed out states, according to these metrics that they used, Louisiana, Nevada, New Mexico, West Virginia, and Mississippi at number 5. And those metrics were being used were work-related stress, money-related stress, family-related stress, and health and safety.
So here's a story from WebMD.com about some 6 suggestions as to what you might possibly could do in your life if you want to reduce some stress. They say 6 tips to unwind, de-stress, and get back in control of your emotional states. We'll see what we think of these. Number 1, identify the sources of stress. Try to figure out what's causing your stress symptoms. Maybe you're overextended, meaning you have too many commitments, and feel fatigued and irritable. Once you identify the sources of stress, try to minimize these as much as possible.
I think just knowing what they are, where your enemy it lies, mm-hmm.
would help
a whole lot. I mean, so yeah, minimize and get rid of it if you can. But just knowing that it exists, I think that's a big part. Big part of the problem in this country is that a lot of people don't realize who the enemy is, and that's why this last 2 years have gone down the way that they have, because they're not willing to admit, you know, what the actual problem is, and they're allowing it to control their lives when they need to just, you know, pull their heads out of the sand and admit that there's an actual problem and that it exists. And I think that would help out a lot for a lot of you people. And you people, these people exist because they're still driving around alone in their cars with
wearing
their masks on. What
are
you afraid of?
Are people still doing that?
They still do.
Yes. Sad. Sad to say, but yes.
Dude, that's beyond sad.
And those people must be stressed out, right? Like, if they actually believe there's some sort of a danger to driving around alone in a car with a mask, to where they have to wear a mask, or they feel as though that's a necessity, imagine their constant level of fear and the constant level of stress that that must provide. If you're under fear, you're under stress.
Yeah.
Right? That's not the same thing as showing up at the job on time or meeting the boss's deadline. It's just a constant level of living with fear, which is always going to be stressing you out. You're never going to know something always around the next corner that's going to kill you. Some kind of disease is out to get you or whatever.
Yeah, these people are a slave to this fear. And that's how the elites are going to continue to win and rule you through your fear.
New World Order. World Economic Forum.
That's where it is. It's not a conspiracy theory anymore. It's been said enough times. I mean, we've been talking about it forever, but I mean, you can't deny
it. Biden was just talking about it. I don't think you were here for that last week.
What did he say?
He said it. So did Bush, and so did Obama, and so did Clinton. They've been saying it forever. So it's, you know, we know that it's not a theory. It's these elites.
That's the plan.
The oligarchs. They want to hold on to their stuff, and they want to control the people around them, which is us peons. So it's no big it's not a secret that powerful people out there want to rule.
Number two on the list of suggestions to de-stress: talk it out. Talk to a friend, family member, or therapist if your stress level is too high. Getting your feelings out without others judging you is crucial to good mental health.
Yeah.
Does that help, though?
It wouldn't help me.
It doesn't help. I don't think it helps any of the three in this room. But there are chatterboxes out there who really need to get it off their shoulders. And again, that, I think that kind of correlates with number one. It's admitting that there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes when I have an issue, a problem, I'm trying to figure out a solution to a challenge, just talking to you guys or talking to someone at work
can help me create
a solution. Just saying it out loud.
That makes sense.
Saying it out loud is part of the...
Work it out.
Yeah.
I see the problem-solving value in that, but the idea of talking to someone about the things stressing me out or the things bothering me,
It's personal.
Yeah, I would have to trust them at a level that is way beyond what I trust the average person in order to do that. I got to tell you, I'm really stressed out. You want me to open up to someone on that level? I'm just not going to do it.
And that's what I was saying. Like the three of us, nah. But you know what?
I will talk to my cat about it.
But we also have. But we also have this program. We have our own soapbox that we get, you know, just to spew everything. Here we are. We're talking about how we feel, talking about how we think, and so we're getting it out of our system. Not everyone has, you know, this nice option.
Yeah, but we're not sitting around talking about, you know,
our
why
feelings.
We're heartbroken. Yeah.
No, we're not.
Talking about the way we feel, but we're not talking about our feelings. No. And I realize that doesn't make any sense for anyone who hasn't been listening to this segment, but there's a big difference between this is why I don't feel sad, and I feel sad because my dad, you know, broke up with my mother when I was 5 years old or whatever people say.
Reread number two, Ian. Did it talk about your feelings, or does it say just talk about...
No, it just says talk to a friend, family member, or therapist if your stress level is too high. Oh, getting your feelings out without others judging you is crucial to good mental health. And it's certainly true that humans do need people for the most part.
Yeah.
They do. They're social animals.
We are tribal.
If you're all alone and you have no one with which you can speak, then yeah, being able to talk to somebody could relieve some stress. There's more coming up here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A group of bipartisan senators is asking National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on specifics of lethal aid provided to Ukraine. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst and New York Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand are leading the charge. This, as Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says, we should keep our eyes open about claims that are made as the Russia-Ukraine war goes on.
So we ought not be fooling, and nobody should be fooling ourselves, by the Kremlin's now recent claim that it will suddenly just reduce military attacks near Kyiv, or any reports that it's going to withdraw all its forces.
President Biden has signed a bill making lynching a federal hate crime.
No federal law expressly prohibited lynching until today.
The measure is named after Emmett Till, a black teenager who was brutally tortured and murdered in 1955. You're listening to USA Radio News. Florida is leading a 20-state lawsuit against the White House to try to end a federal mask mandate for public transportation. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says these policies have inconsistent logic.
If you have somebody sitting in the window seat and they're nibbling on peanuts for 2.5 hours, they can have their mask down. You have the person in the middle seat that is not eating. If they just wanted to read a magazine without the mask, then somehow that would be a big problem.
DeSantis adds that the mask mandate is contributing to the growing number of unruly passengers that have put pressure on transportation employees. Illinois Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth says there's still more to do to help Ukraine. Duckworth noting some American companies are still dealing with Russia and India is still getting oil from the country. She also said allies need to continue to send Ukraine military supplies. USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here.
Come
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones open, you can join us. What is a good way to relieve stress? We're talking about the least stressed states, but even in those places, people still obviously are more stressed than others. What are your tips? If you're pretty zen, you want to weigh in, feel free to join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're going over a pretty basic list here of suggestions from WebMD about how to de-stress, unwind, and get back in control of your emotional state. We're on number 3 here. Take time out. Before you reach your breaking point, take time out for solitude. Take time to nurture yourself away from the cares and responsibilities of the world. Find time for inner strength and emotional healing. Now, there's a lot that you can pull out of this, and this could be where, for some people, maybe a little chemical time out is good
sure.
for them. Maybe too much is not a good plan, you know, all things in moderation. I think some people are able to de-stress better if they can use some sort of mind-altering substance in a responsible manner. But other people, that might make their life worse. So it just depends on who you are and what's right for you. They're kind of also talking about, and they don't come right out and say it here, but meditation. You know, being able to take that kind of time out as well, which is honestly something I don't do as often as I would like to. to whether it be just as little as 10 minutes in a day, or if you're extreme, doing an hour or something like that. These are things that I think a lot of people would swear by as far as assisting them with de-stressing their life, getting a little focus.
The meditation system that I'm using these days is about 10 minutes a day, and I would recommend it. It's really helpful before going to sleep, but as far as processing, it's supposedly used by the military to help PTSD and things like that.
Talk to goats?
No, just to fall asleep.
But how does it work? What's involved? Because that would be something that I would be very interested in.
I'll describe it to you during the break. It's not interesting in a way that would make good radio.
Do you want to drop the name of it?
It's Yoga Nidra, N-I-D-R-A.
Okay.
And
is yoga and yoga involved?
Not physically.
You're not doing poses?
No.
Okay.
Now, the problem that I have with any type of meditation is I can't stop thinking.
That is the big challenge.
You should try Yoga Nidra then, because that's always been my issue as well, right?
And that's why I can't fall asleep easily.
But see, this tells you specific things to think about, and damn it, man, you just can't help but think about those things, and it just relaxes you as it happens until... Mm.
That sounds very interesting. Why can't you tell us on air?
I just did.
But like, what kind of things that make you stop thinking?
It doesn't make you stop thinking. It makes you focus on these particular things to think about. Like
things that are pleasant.
Like the fact that you're lying in the bed. It makes you feel your back against the bed, and then feel your each part of your body, your thumbs, and it goes through, and then now feel your forehead.
And these are guided meditations.
Yeah, it's all about focusing on different parts of your body and just taking a brief second out of your day to realize that, hey, I am here, I'm breathing, and it's relaxing, man.
Yeah.
I don't know, it sounds like a waste of time to me.
No, man. It's 10 minutes before you go to bed, dude.
I don't have 10 minutes.
Right. Yes, you do. Anybody that says that is just someone who doesn't want to try a thing, because you can try
10
minutes.
I will.
Anybody can make 10 minutes for it.
I'll look it up.
Yoga Nidra.
I will shoot you the exact thing to listen to before you go to bed. It's on Spotify.
You can't do it on your own. You have to listen to something?
You don't. Well, with meditation, there's guided meditations where you have a guide, somebody who is experienced in doing these things, who will sort of walk you through verbally what you should be focusing on and thinking about or doing or visualizing or whatever. And then there's a non-guided meditation. I don't know if it's like more of a standard meditation where it's just you in a quiet room or with music on or, some sort of background noise to... just be quiet, too, basically.
See, the point of this is to focus on feeling yourself exist. And if you're instead focused on reminding yourself to feel yourself exist, then you're not focusing on feeling. You're focused on reminding yourself to feel. That's where the guided part comes in.
No one is going to be able to start meditating and instantly be experienced at it. And the biggest challenge for me has always been quieting the mind. I mean, that is not an easy thing to do, especially when you have a lot going on in your life. There's those thoughts just keep coming in, and I think that's your typical newbie's problem when it comes to meditation, and that's probably the most frustrating thing for people.
Do you sleep with the television on?
Hell no.
Okay.
Hell no. Very dark room, a very dark, cold room.
Yeah, people that sleep with TV, I cannot live with somebody like that.
No. See, I used to, right?
Oh,
really? It's really easy. You hit the sleep button on your television, 30 minutes later, it's off and you're asleep, fine. But that was because I needed that television. I needed that noise, that non-thinking element to just sort of turn my brain off at the end of the night.
That would be the exact opposite of, because I would be listening to it.
You don't watch something brand new. You watch something that you've seen a lot that is predictable. It's just comforting, like the first three or four seasons of Family Guy or the first 10 seasons of South Park. Something that you've seen enough that you don't have to think about. You know what's coming, and it's just relaxing to hear that background noise, and I fall asleep. But
I can't even listen to music and fall asleep.
I'll be listening
to the music.
Yeah, me too.
I'll be bopping around with it. It's like, this is good.
Yeah.
Now, I have tried the solfeggio, the 528 megahertz.
Oh, okay.
The tones.
Yeah.
And, I even have an old phone and some old speakers set up, and I really like that. That's nice. But
something consistent like that that you're not actually actively
listening to. But it's more like a hum. It's not. Right. Yeah, it's not. There is no beat.
Yeah, Bonnie turned me on to fan noise as well. So, like, if you don't have an actual fan in your room, you can just go on YouTube, and people have 8-hour, 10-hour, 12-hour
exactly.
long.
Why not just have an actual fan?
Well, if you don't have one or whatever. And
they're like $6 at Walmart.
And I have it. I don't know if this app is still free. It's another app that I have on an old phone. But it's just all kinds of raindrops on the tin roof and the ocean waves and the river trickling by.
That would drive me crazy because I need it to be predictable. I need it to be predictable. And that's why
the waves are predictable. They're in and out, in and out, in and out.
Yep, over and over.
Yes, it's predictable.
Okay.
So these are all, again,
the point I was
different.
Getting at, though, was that since I started doing yoga nidra, I no longer require the television in order to fall asleep. I just listen to 10 minutes of this, and then I'm like, all right, I know it goes on for 5 more minutes, but I'm done. I'm ready to go to bed.
Mm. Number 4 on this list here, set limits. Never hesitate to say no before you take on too many commitments, especially if you're balancing work and family. It's important to prioritize. Saying no can help bring your stress to a manageable level and give you more control over your life.
I love that. People should say no more often.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
One of the problems in the world is that people are hesitant to just say no to something simple because they don't want to disappoint their friend or whatever. Sometimes you just have to say no.
You got too much going on. Sorry.
Yeah.
You can say sorry and no.
Yes.
Be nice about it.
Saying no isn't a mean thing, right? And it shouldn't be interpreted in our society as being a mean thing. It just means no, right? But maybe check again later. I don't know, but not right now.
Number 5, try exhaling. And this comes into the whole meditation because a lot of that can be controlling your breath. You say here, breathing can measure and alter your psychological state, making a stressful moment increase or diminish in intensity. Often people who are anxious or upset take shallow breaths and unconsciously hold them. By paying attention to your breathing, particularly exhaling during tense moments, you will feel more relaxed. Buy a bottle of inexpensive bubbles and use it to learn how to exhale slowly.
What?
Breathing from your abdomen, blow through the bubble blower with a steady stream of breath. If you blow too hard or too softly, you won't get any bubbles, but smooth, steady breaths will produce a nice flow of bubbles. Use this breathing technique when you're feeling stressed. Like I said, I've never heard of that one before.
I haven't either. I mean,
well, have you ever blown bubbles?
As a kid.
I mean, you can't blow too hard, otherwise you'll rip them. And if you go too slow, you won't even create a bubble. So you definitely have to find that middle ground and if you're really trying to create those big monster whoppers, you've got to have a nice, steady, long. I can see this. I can see it.
It's an interesting idea.
It's genius as a way of explaining to people how to breathe in order to handle their stress. But it terrifies me to think about adults actually going to buy bottles because I need to learn how to breathe properly.
All right, the number here is 603-283-6160. You can join us. Hey, if it works for you, maybe it's worth giving it a try. Free talk.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, non-high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique
unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Are open here, and you can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, the haters are on the attack against the Free State Project and libertarian activism here in New Hampshire. And the reason they're doing that is because, well, we're actually having success. And if you are over the target, you're going to take some flack. That's the way it goes. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Aria.
And Conan.
We are also talking about de-stressing. What are some tips? We're getting a few of them, some real basics from WebMD.com as to what you can do. We got one more to go on their list of six. Of course, if you've got some you want to add, like I said, this is a pretty basic list, you can weigh in here at 603-283-6160. But you can also bring up whatever's on your mind, and that's what Jimmy's going to do, calling us from Missouri, listening online. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Yes. Well, I got some kind of sad news.
Oh,
I think Vernon Supreme has become a socialist.
You mean he's become a socialist again?
Yeah, I thought he was always a socialist.
Yeah, this is...
Yeah, well, I mean, how does he run for as a libertarian, though, if he's a socialist?
Well, there are libertarian socialists. I would disagree, and I would say that those libertarian socialists are just misnaming themselves, and they're really anarcho-communists. But anarcho-communism or libertarian socialism, it's not necessarily anti-liberty. They can do it in a way that is voluntary. I just think it's very unlikely that they're going to get 100% voluntary participation.
Vernon Supreme, when he ran in the most recent election, he was running in the Libertarian Party primary. He didn't get the nomination, but he, I think, made like third place or something like that. Anyway, he definitely made himself sound more libertarian than I think a lot of people were thought that he would and were kind of surprised by how libertarian he made himself sound, because he always did have a real leftist kind of tinge to him. That said, I love the guy. I think he's
absolutely
super entertaining.
I supported him in 2020, and I'll support him again in 2024.
I also supported him in 2020 because he's just so entertaining. And if you're going to put somebody up against Donald Trump, you should put the master troll, Vermin Supreme, up against, you know, Donald Trump. It would have been epic, but it didn't happen. So it doesn't surprise me. He did upset a lot of his base by running with the Libertarian Party. The people that normally follow Vermin, a lot of them are from the left.
And I thought they were all libertarians.
No.
Wow.
Definitely not.
Okay.
He's got a libertarian base, and he's got a leftist base. And the leftist base got pissed by the fact that he started to sound more libertarian, so it wouldn't surprise me if he started to, you know, go back to the old ways of Vermin.
Well, he's been promoting raising the minimum wage to at least $20 an hour.
Mm.
He promoted forcing kids to wear masks in school.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'd seen that he'd gone masky. That was a shame.
Yeah, he's promoted a lot of stuff.
I promote raising the minimum wage to $1,000 an hour.
Just to show the absurdity of it.
Just to kill it off faster?
Well,
show how useless it actually is. It just makes everyone equally poor.
Yeah, and the old Vermin Supreme, most of his positions were just pure satire and pure hilarity. But when he's talking about issues like the minimum wage and masking, it sounds like he's gone serious. And that's not what Vermin Supreme is at least in my mind, supposed to do. But
good point.
It's his life. He can do what he wants.
I mean, exactly. He's running for Vermin Supreme, right?
Well, it's one of those things where, you know, I was really surprised whenever I started seeing them post all this stuff that was, they're memes, but they're memes that promote, you know, socialist ideologies, you know. Like, he has one where it's a screenshot of Trotsky of the 21st century talking about, you know, the only way to solve our problems is to raise the minimum wage to at least $20 an hour.
Mm. Well, we know that's not going to solve anything, because when you raise the minimum wage, you just end up raising the price of everything. And then, of course, a lot of times businesses will cut jobs as a result of that. People will lose work because of that. They'll cut costs in other areas, and it's just a race to the bottom in that case. But maybe Vermin is preparing for 2024, and he's not going to run with the Libertarian Party this time around. Maybe he's going to throw in with the Green Party, and he's already got it, you know, in mind, and so he's just kind of getting his ducks in a row. I don't know. I don't know what he's got. He's going
to
run.
He sounds like the same old Vermin Supreme to me. I mean, I'm looking through his Facebook post right now, and I don't see any directional shift from the very beginnings of when I first learned of Vermin Supreme.
Well, I don't think he would have called for a minimum wage increase when he was running for the Libertarian Party.
I have not stumbled across that yet.
He knows it wouldn't have flown with the libertarian audience, and that's who he was pandering to at the time.
I mean, what I'm seeing here is stuff like, I beat Madeleine Albright, you know, referring to the fact that she died and he outlived her. I mean, that's what I'm seeing here.
Yeah, that's Vermin.
I'm not seeing anything about raising the minimum wage or supporting that.
Jimmy sounds like he's been paying attention for a while.
I'm looking at his feed right now. I mean, going back.
I can't find anything.
You better start loving yourself as much as I love you. This is a threat.
Now, I was a member. I was following some Vermin Supreme's dank memes page or something. I don't know who was moderating that, and it was getting so commie that I had to back out of there. I can't find the page now. I don't know where it's at. Maybe
Vermin Supreme's dank meme stash.
There's a suppository, Vermin Supreme's suppository, and I don't see anything on there.
That's hilarious.
It was, I think, last year that he posted the thing about the Trotsky of the 21st century thing, but also had possibly a good idea on an actual use for NFTs.
The non-fungible tokens. We talked a lot about them last night. What about them?
Well, I was thinking, you know, how could you patent something without patenting something? And maybe an NFT would be a good way to kind of do it. You know, if you have an idea for a physical thing to make or something, you know, you could put the idea out there on an NFT, and then, you know, it gives you credit saying, hey, this guy came up with this thing, you know?
Yeah, well, blockchain can be used to essentially timestamp a thing. So if you've, you know, you've sold a piece of property and you want to record that, or you get married and you want to record that on the blockchain. I remember years ago we were at a Bitcoin conference in Orlando. I think it was called Coins in the Kingdom. It was a one-off. It never happened again. But Mark and I were there, and they actually had a wedding that was officiated, and somehow, I don't know what blockchain they used, but somehow they marked it on a blockchain as though this happened on this date and between these two people, and there you go. It's immutable at that point. So, yeah, you could use a blockchain for that, but, you know, whether that would be a NFT, again, when you're dealing with the NFT, we're talking specifically about a token on one of these blockchains, and in theory, the token could be traded. So that's kind of the idea behind the difference between a token and just recording something on the blockchain, that the ownership of the token can move, whereas if you just record a thing, it's just a record of that. So I don't know if that's what you're more referring to. Jimmy, anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, I guess that's closer to what I'm referring to. But
yeah, that's the thing. I mean, you can do that.
I just found out, you know, well, I mean, I found out last year about all this stuff that but he was posting that just sounded really socialist. And I was like, well, what in the world's going on? I never knew he was previously kind of a socialist guy. I knew he was left-leaning, but...
I mean, he's definitely a leftist, but I'm more than a month back now in his time, in his timeline. And obviously you're saying it goes back further than that, but I'm still seeing stuff like, if people have a right to own guns, then having a gun cannot be an excuse to shoot them. So it's same old vermin supreme.
Yeah, lots of free ponies.
He posts a lot of things I like and that I agree with, that I think's funny and great, and I think it's funny when he's walking around shirtless in the woods picking berries.
He's hilarious. Thanks for the call tonight, Jimmy. I appreciate hearing from you. The number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Definitely somebody I enjoy watching, although I did see him going masky within the last couple of years, and I was disappointed
to see that
happen.
That's disappointing.
So, nobody's
many
perfect.
Left-leaning libertarians.
Go masky.
Oh, yes.
It's definitely a thing.
It was, sadly. A lot of libertarians I know suddenly threw libertarianism out the window. It was like, no, you have to take care of your fellow human beings first and foremost.
Yeah, I heard that, but I don't think any of them said, you need to do this. I think they were trying to make an argument for it, mm-hmm. but none of them were saying you need to stop what you're doing and put a mask on, which would have been very unlibertarian of them.
The final thing
should a lot.
What's the final?
The final thing on the list of de-stressing ideas: exercise daily. They say that it can increase the secretion of endorphins, naturally produce substances in the brain that induce feeling of peacefulness. Many studies show exercise, along with boosted endorphin levels, really does increase confidence and self-esteem and reduce tension. Exercise also acts as a displacement defense mechanism for those who are stressed out. That means if you've ever walked for several miles, you know how hard it is to think of your problems when your mind is focused on walking. It's also something they recommend for people that are depressed.
That should have been number one on the list, in my opinion.
More coming up. Hour number two is on the way. You can join us here on the radio. This is Free Talk.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.